Well, I mean, they were better than us early. They came out and they were physical, and we were kind of standing around watching them and didn't want to get involved in the game. And our goaltender was good and our penalty kill was good, and it kept us in the game. And then we got, you know, upset or whatever we did, we finally dug in and got playing. And then once we got executing, we had lots of opportunity around their net. So in the end, it's a big road win for us. Winnipeg is always a tough place to play just because they got a good back end and they got some big forwards, but also they play well here.
Like you said, after Tuesday's game, we shot the puck and led to good results. Is that kind of exemplified again tonight, the third period?
Well, we didn't shoot it for two because we never had the thing. It's hard to shoot when you don't have it. And, you know, I just thought today's game, we had good leadership, obviously, in our room. We had good leadership on the bench. The vocalness of Dan Cleary and seeing these guys, and then we just dug in and found a way to get it done. And, you know, it's never easy to win in this league now. It's just everybody's the same and tight, and, I mean, they got a good team.
Let's talk about the way Tatar sparked you. Getting that first goal right after they got 2-0 in the home court, was that to strike quickly?
Well, it was good. And to be honest with you, I didn't think Tats was very good to that point. You know, but it was like a lot of us. We weren't very good, and then we got going. Tats is a competitive kid, and, you know, I might be harder on Tats than anybody on the team, just because I think Tats has a chance to be a real player, and we're going to hold him to that. We think he should be good every night because he's capable of being good every night and every shift, and so we expect a lot from Tats, and he's capable of delivering. I thought it was really good. He was jittery like the rest of us early, and then he really got going. He makes good plays, and he supports the rush, and he's a confident kid, knows how to play. And then Mrazek was great early. His puck handling was good. He got caught deep on the one goal, I think the third goal. But even at the end when it's 6-on-5, he plays the puck so good that we were able to get it back a number of times just because he was able to get out and play.
He does put up that air of confidence. It's got to help
question.
You guys out a little bit.
No, well, he's a good goalie. Cool. Yeah, good goalie. He's totally relaxed and just thinks he's going
to
win.
Talk a little bit about Abdelkader's game. He made that nice play to set up Tatar. Before that, he went to the net to get the tying goal.
Well, and he hit the post. I mean, he's a big body, can skate. Just like Tats, I didn't think those guys were great early, but they got going and they were a factor.
If you thought he wins now, you had Mike. You got to like the way this team has been battling back in certain nights like this.
Well, I like the team. I think we got a chance to be a good team. I keep telling the guys that. I think we have a chance to be an everyday team. We haven't quite figured that out, how to do that every day yet. But we're just like most teams in the league. We're a work in progress. We're trying to get better. Yeah, big time play. You know, coming through the neutral. I thought a good adjustment Jim Hiller did after the first period. We couldn't get in on our entries on the power play. We were too tight together. Once we spread it out and got a little more speed, and then Newell, obviously, he's got the great hands.
You know, it's 8 points in 9 games. Can you just talk about where he's at in this game since coming back from injury?
Well, the biggest thing with Newell is, I say it all the time, he's always got the ability. It's just his skating. If he's skating, he's good. And if he's not, he's not as good. So that's the challenge for him, to bring the energy and skate every day.
Which, is there a noticeable difference between the Jets team that you played tonight versus the Jets team that you played last year?
Well, no. Last year they beat us like a rented mule. I don't know if you remember that. We came in here, we never touched the puck. I mean, what I like about this team, when you look at their back end, like Trouba to me is a star, and Enstrom's as good a player as is the league. Bogosian is a big body, can skate. They got a good back end, and so that really helps you get going. And then when you look at their top two lines, the wingers on the top two lines are very, very good players, size and can skate. And so it looks like that 55 Scheifele kid there, I didn't realize he was as big as he is. It looks like he's going to be a player. Lowry's kid knows how to play. And then who's Frolik? I mean, he's a real good hockey player. When you look at the team, that's a good team.
Mike, does anyone ever get offended when you use that phrase, speed like a rented
wheel? How you felt on Darren Helmer?
Well, I thought Helmer was great. Helmer was 8-for-8 or something like that in the faceoff circle. His line was our best line. They didn't need the two periods to get started. They started on time. They played good.
Thank you.
See you guys.
Let's go.